Unit 9. Listening. Exercise 5.
Hello and welcome to the Business Podcast. If you're a university student or a recent graduate, the chances are you're looking for an internship. Thousands of people take up internships every year, many of them unpaid. So, is it exploitation or simply a good way of gaining work experience? With me to discuss this question is Amy Hunt, a former intern, Jane Holliday, a careers advisor, and Peter O'Neill, who's currently doing an internship as part of his degree. Amy, can you get the ball rolling by telling us about your experience?
Hi, yes. I did an unpaid internship about 6 months ago for a humanitarian organisation in London. I was commuting every day from Oxford, so it was pretty expensive. Luckily, I'm an only child and my parents were able to support me. To be honest, I thought I would learn more than I actually did. I spent a lot of time photocopying and generally helping out, not working on the projects that I was really interested in. I think the worst part was that I felt I was just the intern, one of many passing through. Some of the regular staff didn't bother to get to know me because they thought I wouldn't be there for very long. In the end, I stayed for 3 months and then I left. I'd already done a lot of unpaid jobs while I was a student, and I felt that I'd reached the point where I should be paid properly for what I do.
Is that fairly typical, would you say, Jane?
Well, it sounds as though they were taking advantage of you a bit, Amy. But I think you have to bear in mind that a lot of companies do give their interns a good deal of help and guidance, and, in fact, are training them on the job. I think it's worth negotiating the kind of things that you're going to do right from the start, though, and making sure that the experience is actually going to benefit you. I think that's part of, you know, learning about the world of work, learning how to stand up for yourself and making your expectations clear.
Okay. Peter, what about you? Do you feel the same way as Amy?
No, not really. Since I'm doing a degree in media studies and my internship's on a newspaper, then I think my experience will be very important when I'm trying to get a job in the future. And I think that sort of works both ways. I mean, media corporations do take on interns to do the mundane jobs, but at the same time, you get experience in the field you're interested in and you get a foot into the business. You get to see how things work. Plus, you make contacts.
I think that's true. I mean, there are quite a lot of jobs, the media included, that it's very hard to get into unless you've done some sort of unpaid internship. And, of course, if you're under the nose of the managers or editors and they're short-staffed and you're able to prove yourself and people realise you've got talent, then, you know, some people go far. Companies are more likely to take on people they know, so a lot of companies recruit from interns these days.
For me, one of the problems, though, is just how many internships some people have to do. I mean, I know people who have done 3, 4, or even 5 internships, and they're still looking for full-time work. There's a danger that companies are starting to take for granted that they can find bright young people to work for them. And as I said before, I was lucky because my family were able to support me. But if you don't have help, then you're not in a position to do an internship. And that means that only people from well-off families can do them.
Is that the case, do you think, Peter?
Well, I'm still doing my degree, so I'm living off my student loan. But I think you just need to keep to a budget and make sure you make ends meet. It's difficult sometimes, but if it's something that you really want to do, I think you have to make the sacrifice. The fact is that if you don't have any experience, then you're not going to get a good job. And so you have to start somewhere. The only way to do it is to do an internship first and then try to get a better position from there.
Okay, well, we'll have to stop there. Thank you for talking to me. And if you have comments or would like to share your own experience, please do contact us via our website.